The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hello, everyone. This is MonaLisa32, and I'm going to bring you another reading of User Select Gifts Stories. This post is post number 53. It's titled B/S, My Sister's Visiting for the Summer, and We Did an Incest in Front of My Roommate. Interesting title, and I think he's being cheeky again, but let's see what he has to say. Well, not really, kind of. We'll get into it. Hello, friends. Boy, oh boy. I bring you a horny one today. A fresh, still warm, horny update. Let's go through the week real quick. So, in general terms, things at the house have changed a little. Just a little. Nudity has become more common. Not that we're necessarily hanging out naked for no reason, but, for example, my roommate, since when we were sleeping together, always liked showering with the door open. This obviously stopped with my sister arriving, but it has gradually become a thing again. She's not naked for too long, but she'll get naked, jump into the shower, then get her towel without any reservations of being seen. If she needs to change quickly before going out, like just a shirt or something, she'll do it with her door open. My sister and I have participated in it as well. Tiny stuff here and there, with the nudity. We have also become a lot more liberal of hanging out in our underwear. I didn't really partake too much. I'm kind of a person that may have to wear a suit for work or something. Then I'll come home and I'll just hang out in my dress clothes until bedtime. But my sister and my roommate always change as soon as they get home. A t-shirt and their undies are the new uniform. Monday and Tuesday were fairly normal. Wednesday came with a twist. My roommate said she'll be working until late, which was awesome. My sister and I had made plans for the whole evening. At around 6, we were on the couch hanging out on our phones, when suddenly a wild, horny TikTok appeared. My sister said she wanted to try the thing on TikTok. The TikTok was about. So she quickly pulled my dick out and started sucking it. Oh my god, I didn't know TikTok had like not safe for work stuff. Maybe you need to start looking at TikTok. It's funny because she genuinely seemed to be doing it as if running an experiment. I'm sorry I said that. A minute or two into the blowjob, though, we hear the apartment door slam and my roommate's voice talking on the phone with someone. My sister perked up and ran upstairs to her room. My pants were completely off and I couldn't get them on in time. My roommate opened the door and found me putting my pants on with my dick as hard as a rock. I gotta go. I'll call you later tonight, she said, whoever she was talking to. I'm sorry. As she saw me, she continued, "That's quite the welcome." I apologized profusely and explained that my sister was napping upstairs and that maybe it wouldn't be risque to jerk off quickly. My roommate mocked me and asked me why I wouldn't just go to my room. I explained I couldn't find my headphones and my sister would hear me watching porn on my phone. It was both funny and embarrassing, but it was much more than that. After all, she has also been caught before. I texted my sister to tell her to pretend to be napping. She came out an hour later. My roommate told on me and they made fun of me for the rest of the night. It definitely was a close one, though. I just want to add, I do not live on a farm, okay? I do have chickens, which is what you heard. They must be hungry, but anyway. Okay, Now we're getting to the meat and potatoes. Over the week, the topic of going to another sex party showed up. Upon reaching out to the groups, my roommate heard there was a party being hosted by another friend of hers. She was initially hesitant to go to the party, where she knew a lot of people, than the other. My sister and I very much put it out there that if she didn't feel comfortable, we probably didn't want to go. And it was left there. Yesterday, very last minute, she changed her mind and proposed that we all go. Let's go and see what's up. If we're not feeling the vibe, then we can always just leave, she said, with just enough time for us to get ready. Her original hesitation made me a little concerned about knowing the level of hygiene that these people may have. My roommate reassured us that if it was a concern of hers, these people wouldn't even be considered. Her friend was among the most reliable people she knew. Having agreed, we all got ready and headed out. I just want to take a moment to clarify that we all take precautions to make sure we bring nothing home with us. Same with the group. It's not open to the public. So we went to the party where every guest would have been, to a level of their responsibility or responsibility vetted. At the time, my roommate, my sister, and I wouldn't do anything without a condom. On our way to the party, we agreed that, given this was a new group of people, maybe we should all leave the fact that we're siblings out of the conversation. After the previous party, my sister and I mentioned that everyone was just telling us, "Wow, this is so wild. I couldn't do this with my sibling present." This kind of made us insecure and just kept us uncomfortable for most of the night. Just self-conscious to spend too much time talking to each other or being too close. My roommate agreed without much discussion. We got there, and the vibe was certainly different than the previous one. The house itself was just as upper middle class, suburban, but the party itself seemed to have been thrown with a bit of a budget behind it. They had a bartender, wearing only a bikini, really good food all over some furniture that was clearly made for horny purposes. The hosts seemed to be quite the enthusiasts of this hobby. There were also more guests, I'd say around 30. A really cool place. Everyone was just as nice as before, although they seemed not to make much introductions. Using only first names, they skipped any small talk about work or personal lives. None whatsoever. All business. Horny business. LOL. The strategy is always the same. We normally come in together, do the tour, then we all go to our separate ways and reconvene later on. As the social, charming people we are, that we all can be, we're engaging in conversation, making friends left and right. For about an hour, we just pretty much pretended we didn't know each other. At the end of the hour, however, I was starting to just really want to be with my sister. You know, just because conversations are a million times more fun when she's around. So without any hesitation, I find my sister. We both grab a snack and a drink and find a seat to just hang out. It's weird, but sometimes I forget how incredible this girl is. It's like she has a rainbow permanently leaking out of her ass. Not only was she by far the funniest person at the party, but also the hottest. I'm so proud every time I'm the guy she's talking to. We talked for a few minutes, laughed, and almost forgetting we were in an orgy, my roommate walked past. At some point, my sister called her over. She joined us, and for the next while, we'd just do pretty much what we do every night. Try to take over the world. Sorry, that's not it. I meant just have a few drinks, chat, joke around. With the only exception that it was being done while other people were naked around us. Perhaps we spent around an hour just hanging out. In fact, we were all so engaged, we didn't even get that horny. By this point, the sex had really ramped up, and almost everyone was doing something. We were three of maybe 10 that still had clothes on. Okay, so what's the plan here? Are we getting down and dirty? My roommate asked us both. We both looked at my sister and joked that maybe she should give everyone a show that she gave at the previous party. Quick reminder, she just masturbated out in the open back, then nothing too crazy. Indignant, my sister responded, "What the hell are you guys talking about? If anything, one of you should be the one to do something this time." She paused for a moment to take a sip of her drink. We were all on round 4 or 5. And then continued, "Actually, tell you what," she said to my roommate. "I'll use some of my incredible wingman skills and get you a fresh dick. Just tell me who you want." "You need to stop pimping me out," my roommate responded with a chuckle. "You've been throwing me strangers too much lately." "What about this goon?" Pointing at me, she finally asked, "Why don't you get him some pussy for once, Mr. Celibacy here?" "I get laid sometimes," I responded, trying to make it sound like I have dignity. Although I genuinely tried hard not to come up with something, my brain only focused on not saying that I've been getting pussy from within my family tree. "I swear, I get tons of pussy all the time, I swear. I'm totally not a virgin," I said desperately. It came out very natural to say all of this because I spent most of my high school saying it over and over. She insisted. That's so funny. She insisted it was my turn to put up a show, saying, "Go over there and jerk off." My sister and I just looked at each other. Like I said, we were a little drunk, so the wisdom was dialed down a little. She leaned over and whispered in my ear, leaving me only saying, "Are you sure?" Back to her normal volume, my roommate asked, "Oh my God, what?" We continued having a conversation, not really letting my roommate in on it. We were basically doing a little bit of on-the-fly coordinating. Both my sister and I were aware that this was probably the kind of thing that we should have talked about more extensively, but we were going with the flow, I guess. My roommate just silently sat there, mimicking the game of Pong with her eyes. "All right, you take the lead, then," I said, concluding our conversation. My roommate perked up and waited to see what happened next. Looking around the room, my sister stayed still, scanning. Once she located what she was looking for, she got up and left us. "What is she doing?" my roommate asked. "Wingmanning me, I think," I responded. Approaching one of the few couples that were still dressed, my sister started a conversation with both of them, eventually moving, only addressing the girl. She would point at me and occasionally smile. The couple would smile and laugh, clearly reenacting my sister's jokes. After a minute of chatting, my sister gave me a look of "come over." My roommate sat there, quietly watching, still unsure of what to expect. My sister and the couple stood there. Seeing me approach them, however, the girl walked over to me halfway. A conversation started normally, only quickly to turn it into a flirty interaction, and eventually turning into the girl saying, "Your girlfriend says she'd love it if I jerked you off." I was honestly a little taken aback. In moments like these, my brain tends to take over as "make sure you get pussy" mechanism and joked back with the, "Oh yeah? What else did she say she wanted you to do to me?" Because sometimes she can be quite demanding. The girl laughed and in an almost surprised tone responded, "She was a little demanding, you're right," but didn't say anything else. We both looked at my sister, waved at her, then looked at each other. Had I been there as a single person, this would have felt like the time to kiss her. So it was a little awkward when this girl and I turned from looking at my sister to making eye contact with each other. Somehow, now only a foot apart. I didn't kiss her though, because it was part of the rules. Frozen, I stayed there, maybe pretending this was supposed to be a sexual tension standoff. I suppose it worked because while I was only focusing on eye contact, a hand greeted my dick from outside of my pants. Without even looking at my dick or saying anything to her, I looked at my sister. She was standing next to the girl's partner, looking at me with the same smile Jack Nicholson did in the bar scene in Anger Management. Turning to the girl, I smile and let her guide me to the couch, where she would promptly take my dick out of my pants. Embarrassingly, my dick came out wobbling, basically saying, "What's up?" I was almost worried when I saw how hard my dick was, mainly because I feared my sister would feel different about things if she saw me getting hard for someone else. Quickly, I looked back only to see her having a telephone focus on my dick. Oh my God, I don't know why this is so funny. Almost as if she was hungry for it. Having her be so engaged, so obviously turned on, allowed me to relax a little. And now, enjoying that I had an audience, paying more attention to the very attractive woman that was holding my dick and swinging it around from the base was much easier. A kiss on the head of my cock was the first thing she did, clearing up all the pre-cum that had made it out. My eyes closed, my head rested all the way back, and with a silent chuckle from my temporary lover, I let myself be immersed in the moment. Her warm lips, very, very slowly, made their way down. Inside of her mouth felt so wet, so dick-friendly. Very good. That was a good, sexy description I just did. Well done, me. From the moment she started sucking me, in a very slow yet consistent pace, she let me go deeper and deeper into her mouth, eventually reaching the back of her mouth. And then she kept going. Her throat made way, and when we got to the and then some area, my eyes shot open, surprised by the incredible feeling of this warm, convulsing throat. He went past the throat barrier. Maybe I was enjoying it a little too much. Maybe I needed to check on my sister. I looked over, and this time she was sitting. This girl's partner was on this chair, jerking off. My sister sat on the armchair, her clothes intact. Her posture would have been more appropriate waiting to be called in for a job interview than an orgy. They didn't interact at all. Buddy was looking at both of us, his wife and I, pseudo-desperate gaze. My sister, however, only looked at me with a smirk for which I only knew its meaning. It's the same one my sister knows she's doing something that's turning me on, and I'm winning smirk. It was then that I realized this wasn't some chick sucking my dick. This was some chick sucking my dick because my sister told her to do it. This was basically a blowjob by proxy. Man, after making this realization, my dick started twitching like a suffocating fish inside this girl's throat. Not only did I feel it, but her face also changed. She went from deep-throating face to looking like she was trying to swallow a goldfish. She took it out of her mouth, violently gasping for air. Then an evil, quiet laugh escaped her. As if challenged, what happened next would only be one of the most aggressive blowjobs I've ever received. There was this little town in Ontario called Carleton Place. I swear this is somehow related. While doing a layover in Chicago, convoluted I know, I once hooked up with a girl from that town. She told me an ex-boyfriend of hers told her she gave the best blowjob in Carleton Place. Apparently, he meant it as a top-tier compliment. Now my sister and I refer to something as the best in Carleton Place whenever it's really good, but by far not the best in the world. This blowjob was for sure the best in Carleton Place. Not the world-class dick-sucking my sister is capable of, but Jesus Christ, was it good. The next 5 or 6 minutes of my life would be this awesome experience of being watched, feeling watched, while the girl sucked and jerked me, sprinkling some dirty talk here and there, to the point where I was fully engaged. My focus wouldn't last long, however. While my legs were being held open, the girl's nails dug slightly into my skin. A shot of endorphins inside me made me want to see my sister's reaction. I turned to catch her reaction only to be surprised by the fact that she was no longer there. She had disappeared. Like a horny angel, her voice just came to me in half a whisper. Do you like that? She was now standing behind the couch, behind me. I didn't respond as my brain was busy coming to the realization of where she was now. Not a lot of blood was available, so it took a hot second. In my silence, the girl responded, "I love it. He's being so good." My sister moved her head over to me and lowered herself so that she could see my face better and asked, "Oh yeah? You're being good?" I only responded by nodding. "It looks so hot," she said, before taking a pause and a deep breath and continuing, "You're being so good." I smiled, and even though she wasn't talking back to me, I felt like she was. She kept speaking with this little, sexy, sleepy voice. She was talking to the girl, but kept saying things in a way that could have been very much for me. Seeing me get closer and closer got her silent, thoughtful. Finally taking direct control of the situation, she said, "I want him to come," in the softest voice, almost to herself. Then her hand rushed to the back of the girl's hair and forced her head up and down on my dick, holding it at times, following the rhythm she likes to do herself to make me come. Her other hand went around me, almost as a hug, and rested on my chest. She scratched it gently with her nails. Not too long after I announced I'd be coming soon, the girl's head was let go and she began to jerk me off, making me come extremely fast. I had to ask her to keep going until there was no more left, which took a minute. I rested there for a moment. My sister now petted my hair and said sweet nothings to the girl, just overall compliments, and thanked her for the help. The girl and I took a second to recover. My sister had her hand on each of our heads. We did small talk until I was brought out of Chill World by remembering my roommate is still a human being that exists in the same country, in the same city, finally realizing she decided to exist at that moment in the same room as us. My head turned quickly to her, making my sister also remember. She sat there where we had left her, with her eyes peeled open and her mouth open wide enough for a ghost to put its dick in it. It took a moment after we made eye contact before she reacted in any way, until a chuckle fought its way out of her, turning into almost a laugh and a head shake. There were some logistics on cleaning up, thanking the girl, delivering her to her partner, and dressing up. When we came back to my roommate, she laughed and said, "We are definitely too drunk right now, but tomorrow we're going to have to talk about this, kids." For the rest of the night, she acted as if nothing had happened. I started to get a little nervous about it, but on the way home, which wasn't long after, the reminder that I'm not on this alone, that I have my sister, was a comfort. Plus, let's just pretend that the worst-case scenario happens. It really isn't like my roommate has any actual power over me. She's not my mother. Not that in my case that matters at this point, lol. When we got home, we all went to bed, and that was it. This morning, my roommate woke up early. We have a buck and doe tonight, and she's helping with that. So she'll be out for most of the day. My sister shook me and woke me up in a very, "Did you put your name on the goblet of fire?" style. Violently, that is. In case the reference wasn't clear, lol. She said my roommate mentioned something along the lines of reserving some time on Sunday for us three to hang out. My sister wanted us to prepare for any number of scenarios. We'll go out for brunch, then we'll go for a ride, or something this afternoon. So I guess that's it. I decided to take some time to myself this morning and type this up and reflect and try to get some introspection done. It's ... interesting. Although I expected to be worried about my roommate, I'm more contemplative of what happened yesterday and my relationship and how we got here, a good place, and where things could go, and how I'd like to go about things, just in terms of my own insecurities and fears and how to account for that. All the elements of a hot, sofa clean, wet dream, just incest, destiny, and a bunch of idiots going around acting like a fool. I think we'll leave it here. I'll come back with any major insights if I come up with any. In the meantime, we'll go to the Buck and Doe tonight and do our best not to commit any acts of public incest. Side note here, I just read the whole thing before I posted. I figured I would clarify. I didn't describe the girl from the party. She was about 5'10", redhead, mid-late 30s, really pretty and had incredible teeth, like a perfect smile. She had this very beautiful, curvier body with perfectly sized breasts and the ass of a champ. Ugh, I feel like I can't stop typing. Like I'm nervous writing. But I definitely have nothing else to say. Goodbye. Do me a favor later today. If you're wanking to this, when you're coming, yell out for Papa. LOL. Did I ruin it? Sorry. Bye. So there was a couple of things I wanted to comment about, but I didn't take a note of them. But off the top of my head, I would say that was interesting. And very like sneaky, but very hot. I thought it was actually a really good idea for her to have somebody else. I thought he said hand job, but I didn't get blow job. I have to go look at that. That's what I kept thinking. Like I thought he said hand job, and then the girl ended up doing a blow job. So let me go and review that real quick. Okay, I just reviewed it, and the girl says, your girlfriend says she'd love it if I jerked you off. So jerking off to me means hand job, not really a blowjob. But then she ends up giving him a blowjob, which is way better, sounds like. Interesting about the little story about the... Sorry, I'm a little sick. I hate it too, because it's not really bad, but I cough and I sound nasally, so I'm not recording any audio right now, so I apologize. It'll be a couple days probably before I get over this, and I have to keep pausing the audio before I can read some more. Sorry, I keep clearing my throat. Okay, post number 53. B/S, my sister is visiting for the summer, and my roommate confronted us about our weird relationship. I think this is inevitable. I just want to say that by the title. I mean, I think the roommate knows. You know, she lives with them, so there's almost so much sneaking around you can do before it becomes apparent and just weird, right? So I want to add too that this is actually 3 days later. So I was recording that, I was recording this post, and I had made a comment on my non-GWA account, and I originally got banned from our incest confession. I originally got banned because when I was reading the user bathing my son story, I posted on her, one of her posts, that I was reading her stories and, you know, at putting them on GWA, and our incest didn't like that, so they banned my my Mona Lisa account. And then, like on Sunday, I was like, it was like super early in the morning, and I was reading a story because it came up on my feed, and I wanted clarification on like their relationship because it was kind of unclear. So I was, and I didn't realize I was on my non-GWA account. So I made a comment like, how old is everyone? And is this the father or the stepfather and the son? Anyway, I think it was like a classic story. Like the mom, something happened to the husband. And then she asked her son to come back and help take care of him. I think that the post was like 2 years old, but then she had brought it up again. so she had, he was helping her take care of him, and then like somehow they crossed the line. So I wanted to know how old they were, et cetera, et cetera. So then like our incest mods like banned me for 3 days. So I ain't doing that again. But you guys can go check out the story. I don't remember who wrote the story, but it was really interesting. It was like she wrote this story like 2 years ago, and then she like posted an update. So I wanted to find out like more information. Just curious about the relationship. Yeah. So be careful of our incest. They're very strict. I won't be posting there anymore, and probably not be reading any of their stuff anymore. They're so finicky, but Like, I will be finishing out, at least finishing out User Select Gifts story. And then, you know, bathing my son. Now she's posting on my subreddit because something happened with hers on that account. Like, she can't post there anymore. I don't know why. Maybe because, I don't know. She doesn't know why either. Anyway, you know, my subreddit will be like a safe place for people to post if they want. So without more delay, let's go back to the post. I just wanted to explain that. I'll probably type a little bit about it in the select gift post, but I don't think I want to talk about it anymore. All right, so onward. Friends, we're alive. We made it through the weekend. They said we couldn't do it, but we did it. A conversation with my roommate took place, but I'll go in order just to keep you cheeky people in suspense. On Saturday, we went to the the Buck and Doe, and boy, our wedding's fun. Oh, there's an airplane. Let me just pause. I so thoroughly hate this purely Canadian tradition. Why the fuck am I supposed to pay for a wedding that I'm also bringing a gift for? On top of that, most of the people there weren't even invited to the wedding. I'm going to change this a little bit because I think he wrote it wrong. Why the fuck would I help pay for a wedding when others aren't even invited to? Like, what? Okay, sorry for my rant. I hope I got that right. This little post is going to be like so candid. Sorry, guys. Back to the post. However, given that these were my friends, it did feel different. I wasn't completely taken over by the old man bitterness that I'm so familiar with. We really had a great time. We're friends with the bride and ended up drinking quite a bit. My roommate spent the night with the bridal party. My sister and I went home. On our Uber ride home, my sister asked, "Would you ever have one of these?" I responded with the same little rant I just gave you. She laughed, paused for a moment and said, "Maybe we could have one with the money expectation. Just like a party with games." My communist ass loved the idea. The party we had just attended was in a small town outside the city, so basically the whole town was there. I love the concept of a party where everyone is invited and it's just meant to be fun time for everyone. We talked about the games we wanted, how we'd all go paying for it, and the prizes we would give out, not very much realizing that we were having a conversation about planning an event in the eve of our wedding, which is definitely something we've never done before. Our drunkenness didn't grant us that level of self-awareness, and it wouldn't do it for the rest of the night. Once home, some kissing and whatnot took place, but we were far too tired for anything further to happen. We did collapse onto my bed and just spent the night cuddling. In the morning, dehydration woke us up. We were in rough shape. However, it was great timing because after having taken a shower together and gotten dressed, my roommate arrived asking if we wanted to go out for lunch. It was the perfect suggestion. Like, we've done this a million times. We arrived at the restaurant and went to have a lovely meal together, talking about the previous night, about the coming wedding, just non-important topics. Eventually, however, my roommate got quiet. Our food was done. The waitress came and came by and told us to call her over if we needed anything. So it really was the ideal time to talk. "Okay, if it's all right with you guys, I wanted to have a little talk," she said, clearly being a little nervous. We had talked about how to approach this conversation, but my hangover made those files completely unavailable in my head. I was having a moment when SpongeBob's brain was on fire and everyone was running around with papers. My sister responded with a very calm, "Okay, what would you like to talk about?" My roommate went on a very long, uninterrupted rant. She was clearly concerned of wording everything in a way that wouldn't offend us. So she went on and on in circles, kind of making a point, but really not. We simply sat and listened to everything she had to say before responding to anything. "I'm going to just summarize it all because your time is valuable to me." In a few sentences, she said, "Lately, I would say we've become good friends, very close friends, and I really care about you both and enjoy the time we spend together so much. In the last few weeks, I think we can all agree that things have changed around the house. We are much more open and comfortable around each other. However, I have noticed how things aren't just changing between myself and you two individually, but also how things are changing between you two. I want to make it clear that I say this in completely non-judgmental way. And again, want to state that I've been having so much fun, but we have been drinking quite a bit lately, and sometimes when we do, and things take a turn for the sexual, we all kind of interact with each other. I guess I'm just a little concerned that we may be letting ourselves go in those moments, and I just wanted to touch base with you. As a friend, or maybe a third party, I wanted to kind of check in with you two and make sure that you both are okay with what's happening. I understand that you two were already very close, and that nudity is something you are both used to, but I just wanted to touch base and make sure both of you are actually okay with what's happening. If you are, that's great. Like I said, I'm fine. As long as everyone is fine. I have been having so much fun. Probably most fun I've ever had. But I didn't want to just ignore the fact that things are happening and that it probably is a good time to see how you two were feeling. I'm always afraid that because I egg you on individually sometimes, that things are happening because I'm pressuring you to or something. That's about the gist. Like I said, she went on in circles about this. Then she got stuck on the thought of her being the one pressuring us to do stuff and how she didn't want anyone to feel like that. At that point, we jumped in. Well, I jumped in. I just felt like we weren't really moving in any direction. And it seemed like every time she said it, she believed it more. Okay, so I said, very calmly interjecting, seemingly relieved that we said something, she stopped. We did take some time to talk about this yesterday, and we've talked about it a few times in the past weeks. My sister only sat there in silence, attentively listening to me. But first of all, I just want to clarify, I continued. Nothing has happened because you made us do it, or because of pressure. Every single step of the way, we've made these decisions ourselves. Just put that to bed. I then went on to explain my sister and I have discussed how we'd feel about things if we decided that we were cool with everything. That whatever change in our closeness doesn't feel far from the relationship we had before. And that being sexual around each other has always been, to an extent, part of our home. My sister started to jump in here and there. We told her how we walked into our parents having sex since forever. And how talking about sex has never been much of a challenge. So these new things, quote unquote, that's how we said it, we're doing, haven't made us uncomfortable at all. We admitted at times we do have the did that just happen moment, but that we wouldn't do anything if we were uncomfortable with it. We appreciated her concern and asked her to please let us know if she's ever uncomfortable with us. That's also not something we want. We went back and forth with it, but that was the main idea. Something that was interesting was the fact that the conversation did not include words escalation, incest, having sex, or any phrases along those lines of doing things with each other. It was all very vague. When we ended the conversation, we all agreed to continue everything as it is and all acknowledge that if we ever feel uncomfortable, we'll call it quits without any resistance. My roommate went home after that. My sister and I had to run some errands during the afternoon, which gave us an opportunity to go over things. We're happy with the way the conversation went, although we are still in the mindset that we'll try to keep the sex off the table. I mean, at the end of the day, this conversation wasn't about incest. It wasn't about wanting to take things further. It was just to make sure that everyone was cool with what was already happening. So we continue to keep things on the DL and only play around with what's already been done. In doing some of the shopping we were planning for, we ended up at a dress boutique that had a bridal fair going on. My sister couldn't help but be drawn to it. We walked around for a little bit, and little by little, our talking to the vendors evolved into an engaged couple. talking to vendors. For fun, we signed up for a couple of raffle entries here. Mr. and Mrs. Select. Or wouldn't that be Mr. and Mrs. Gift? Which I guess is not a lie. We do share the same last name. The whole afternoon turned into an extremely coupley episode, each so genuinely grateful for the other. I felt like I could not physically stop myself from squeezing her hand whenever I made eye contact. On our way back home, all that love and intimacy became concentrated horniness. My hands rested on my sister's leg, as it always does when I'm driving. She had placed her hands over mine. We talked and got sappy for a while. I'm not sure if she was moving my hand or if I was moving hers, but it started wandering up her thigh, closer and closer to her crotch, like a horny Ouija board. Oh boy. Not even being in it, the heat of her pussy was already radiating. By the time I made it to it, my sister's legs opened slightly, letting me a certain level of manipulation. I pressed hard through her pants, getting a very gentle moan out of her. After closing her eyes, she grinded ever so slightly against my hand. It was just too much. I let go of her pussy, held the steering wheel with both hands, and rushed off to the country side roads to a place to park. As soon as she saw my urgency, she knew where we were going. We found a dirt road that went to a small, unpaved parking lot. Not a car in sight, and it didn't look like the kind of place to have much traffic. Once I parked, without saying anything, my sister got out of the car and moved to the back seat. I promptly joined her. The weather was just perfect to open the windows a hair and let some cool air in. She took her pants off in a rush. I looked around for the final safety check. Once we were ready, with me on the floor of the back seat, I pulled her legs toward me, laying her down and rushing toward her pussy because of the pace we had to work with. I was basically eating her pussy upside down, which always gets her to come really fast. She grinded her hips against my face, stroking my hair. My tongue teased her pussy, looking in between her lips, up and down, then resting over her clit, only grazing it without applying pressure. Her hands traveled up and down my back, fully conveying the urgency to have me go all the way. After a minute of this, she started begging me, "Please, baby, eat my pussy, please." I was so incredibly hard, my dick started to hurt inside my pants. When I finally stopped teasing her clit and directly interacted with it, my sister let out a "fuck." I sucked it hard, and while maintaining the vacuum of my mouth, I used the tip of my tongue to rub it, first in circles, then side to side, then upside down. The backside of my tongue would sometimes get to it as well. Her fingernails dug into my back and struggled to her handful of my shirt. Her unrestrained moans felt so loud inside the car, sometimes even sounding like she was crying. When she asked me to please fuck her, I was absolutely ready to go. I got fully naked, genuinely trusting the gods to keep anyone off the road, and she did the same. After shifting, I ended up sitting on the back seat, and she straddled me, letting my dick swiftly go inside of her in a single smooth motion. God damn, her pussy just was incredible. Grinding on me, her hips made my dick go to what felt like the very end of her insides, almost scraping against her when it was really deep as it could. Her tits bounced as she rode me, eventually smothered me when she pulled my head against her chest. With one hand, she held herself on the headrest, and the other, she rubbed my face against her tits. At that angle, her clit rubbed against my skin with every thrust. It wasn't long before she was ready to come. I focused, going as hard as I could, every time I went back inside her. This made me get very ready as well. As the contraction started, I felt the cum gushing out of my cock, filling her up. Her pussy throbbed, squeezing my dick over and over. Although we were both coming, neither of us stopped. We just kept going for as long as we could, until we ran out of energy. By the time we were done, it felt like I had pumped all the cum out of her, and then it made me an ungodly mess between us. My dick looked like it had been dripped in baby oil. Thankfully, wise old me keeps toilet paper in the car. We cleaned up and got dressed again. Given that the weather was fine, we walked into the field for a few minutes, just holding hands and kissing whenever the conversation paused. Talking about everything, we both complained about the situation. We were both suddenly frustrated about the conversation we had with our roommate, not because we wanted to go a different way, but because it happened, because it's something to deal with. We wish there was nothing to deal with, that we were just a couple, that we weren't siblings. Why couldn't we have found such an incredible match somewhere else? Why do we have to hook up with whoever was sitting next to us in the family tree branch? Like, things would be so much easier, even if we had been our first cousins. With both sadness and the happiness that afternoon together granted us, we went back home. My roommate acted completely normal for the rest of the evening. This morning was an early one. Around 3:30 or 4 in the morning, my sister came into my room, locking the door behind her. She got into bed with me. Waking me up, half asleep, I asked, "Oh, what's wrong?" Cuddling me and snuggling up to me as tight as she could, as tight as she physically could do it, she said, "I just couldn't sleep. I hate sleeping without you." Wrapping my arms around her, I pulled her in and held her. It was still halfway unconscious. The minute we stayed in complete silence almost allowed me to fall back to sleep. But then she brought me back to life by saying, "I'm really happy." My automated voicemail response was, "That's good. I love you, and I want you to be happy." Abruptly, as if to make something perfectly clear, she interjected, "No, but, I mean, I'm really happy with you. You make me incredibly happy." I think the conversation from today made me realize how much I feel I'm not alone, how much I feel I have a partner to deal with this life's bullshit. I obviously agreed. We went talking for a while until eventually things evolved into sex once more. After we were done, we laid there naked, holding each other tightly. Shortly after, we fell asleep at around 6 a.m. My alarm went off and my sister went back to her room. So I'm going to stop here, but I just want to say, wow, they were playing couple and wedding plans. Like, I feel like it's going to get more complicated, like, to have that, like, imagery of, like, getting married and, like, having this life together that they can't have because they're siblings. And I feel like it's, like, incredibly sad for both of them, you know? Like, the taboo-ness of it, and they couldn't have kids, and, like, it's just really hard. I don't know. I mean, I know it's always going to be in the back of their minds, so, you know, we'll see how it pans out. All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed that. It's almost like a 50-minute audio. Thanks for listening, and I'll read some more posts this week.